Hello, my name is Zipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 47. This is a perek that, in keeping with yesterday's perek, speaks about the days of the coming of Mashiach, but it deals with a unique topic, and that is the coronation of Hashem as our King. L'menatzeach levnei Korach mizmar, for the conductor of the sons of Korach, a song. Kol ha'amim tikuchaf hariu lelukim b'kol rina. Give a hand to hand, as Malbim explains, shake hands in peace, O nations, and praise Hashem in a loud and joyous voice. Targum, Radak, and Meiri add that these nations will also cheer alongside us as we praise Hashem, thus describing a process of unique coronation that unites the entire world. If I may, I would like to add a parallel to the phrase tikuchaf in Melachim, Melechem Beis, Perek 11, describing the process of coronation of the King Yoash. Vayotzi es ben ha-melech, vayitein alav es ha-nezer ve-es ha-edus, vayamlicho oso, vayimshachuhu, vayaku chaf, vayomru yechi ha-melech. Yehoyada apparently then brought out the king's son and placed upon him the crown and the insignia and anointed him, proclaimed him king. They clapped their hands and shouted, long live the king, again with the same phrase. And we of course recognize it from Tehillim later on, in Perek 98, Pasuk 8, Naharos Yimcha Uchaf Yachad Harim Yiranenu. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing joyously together. So these instances all allude to clapping hands as a part of the coronation. But Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch draws us to an additional element of Tekiyas Kaf, alluding to that handshake which seals a neder, a promise. In that act of handshake, we are not expressing joy, rather we are taking responsibility. B'nei My son, if you have stood as surety for your fellow, given your hand for another. So when we look at all of these together, we have a duality here of elation and responsibility as we do what we can as mortals to elevate our king. Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. For Hashem is the most high, the most feared. He is a great king over all the earth. Yadber amim tachtenu uleumim tachas raglenu. He will plague peoples instead of us, and he will place kingdoms under our feet. Rashi explains that Hashem will bring all the nations to Israel, and there he will subjugate them to the Jewish people. In the prayer at Rosh Hashanah, we say, V'chein tein pachtecha. A part of the liturgy contains the idea that Klal Yisrael will fear Hashem, and because of that fear, they will then be honored as well. The next step after V'chein tein pachtecha is V'chein tein kavod le'amecha. When Hashem is honored and when Hashem is feared, then Klal Yisrael will be honored too, and all the nations will stream to them. We have that exact process echoed here. Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Kol Haaretz comes first, the fear of Hashem, and then Yad Beramim Tachtenu Uleumim Tachas Raglenu. We have the full jurisdiction over everybody else as a result of that. Yivchar lanu es nachalaseinu es gaon Yaakov asher ahev sela. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the pride of Yaakov, which he loves forever. Allah Elokim b'sruah, Hashem b'kol shofar. Hashem will be exalted with the truah, the Lord with the sound of the shofar. What is this sruah? It has two meanings. The broken sound that we're so used to hearing, as it says in Tehillim, Perek Beis, second Perek, the ninth Pasuk, Tiro'aim b'shevet barzel. When we ask Hashem, shatter them, Tiro'aim, shatter the enemies with an iron staff. But we also know there's another reference to it from the transformed blessings of Bilam. Lo hibidov en biyako velo amal b'Yisrael, Hashem elo kav imo uteruas melech bo. The strength of the fact that B'nai Yisrael is who they are is because they have the teruah of Hashem within them. They have Hashem at their side. What is the teruah of Hashem within them? Where does that live? What is that? It is expressed here, as Rashi explains, Lashon chiba v'reyos. The teruah implies reya, a friend. Shechinas malkehon be'enehon, says Targum, that the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem, dwells among them. Because the shofar has these two powers, the ability to break us down, to shake us to the core essence of our being, to whittle us down to the truth of who we are. As the Rambam says, Uru Yishena Mishenaschem, get out of your comfort zone. That's what the shofar is saying to us. But the shofar also has within it an additional power that reveals the depth of connection to Hashem, Tiruas Melech Bo, that sound of connection of the king is within us. Hashem rules over us and we are his. As we discussed in the previous perek, our connection to him is sustained by that duality. So there are two parts to the sound of the shofar as we hear it. One that calls return to him and one that reminds you what it is that you're returning to the connection that it is alive and that gives life. Hashem revealed himself to us for the first time on Matan Torah with a shofar, and when he redeems us once again, that shofar will call us to him from the darkest and most distant place. All the lost ones, forlorn and forgotten, will return with it. Uva'u ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Even the lost and the neglected, the pushed away from Ashur, from Assyria, from Egypt, the shofar looks for every Jew and finds us. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lemalkenu Zameru. Everyone will say, sing to Hashem, sing to our king. Zamru Lelokim sounds like the script of the other nations, but Zamru Lelokenu sounds like what we will say. This is our king, it has been this way all along. Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Elokim Zamru Maskil, for Hashem is the king of all of the earth. Compose a song of Maskil, a wise one. Anyone could blow a shofar, but only a person of wisdom can compose a song dedicated to Hashem. Malach Elokim al Goyim, Elokim Yashav al Kisei Kacho. It finishes with these beautiful pesukim. Hashem reigns over nations. Hashem sits upon his holy throne. As Rashi explains, his name was incomplete and his chair was incomplete before the redemption. But now, al Kisei Kacho, his chair is whole and everyone notices this. Nedive Yamim Ne'esafu, Am Elokei Avraham ki Lelokim Magine Eretz Ma'od Na'ala. The volunteers of the peoples have assembled, the people of the Hashem of Avraham, for Hashem has the shields of the earth, and he is exceedingly exalted. So as we know, this parak is talking about coronation. This parak is talking about shofar. And every year at Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is at the center of our avodah. It united us as a people at Matan Torah. It will bring Mashiach. And each year we remember its power at Rosh Hashanah. And many communities recite this very perek on Rosh Hashanah before the blowing of the shofar. And there's another pasuk of Tehillim that precedes the blowing of the shofar. We say, Ashrei ha'am yodei serua, Hashem ba'ar panecha yehalechon. Happy is the people who know the shofar. O Hashem, they walk in the light of your presence. They understand deeply, they know, Ashrei ha'am yodei serua, they know what it means. The Baal Shem Tov explains that there was a king that closed himself in a castle with soldiers and numerous walls that kept him far away from everyone such that it was impossible to get to him because he was closed inside. Many people came to him and tried to get in, but they couldn't cross the tunnels, the lakes, and the waters. Until the son of the king, who returned from a distant land, attempted to get into the castle. He tried to enter from numerous ways, but he was foiled at every turn. Until finally he raised his voice in anguish and screamed for his father. And then his father heard him and showed him the way, revealing that there was, in fact, a very simple way to get in. And the barriers that presented themselves were merely illusions. There was a clear and straight path that eluded the eyes of those who attempt to gain access. And in reality, the king was right there all along, and the way to him was direct and unimpeded. There are many people who feel so far from Hashem and see all the obstacles standing in their way, maybe because of their sins or maybe because of their lack of emotional availability. Maybe their emunah is not clear. Maybe Yiddishkeit doesn't speak to them enough. They don't draw enough satisfaction from Torah, from tefillah, from davening, from good and righteous deeds. And now there's a shofar that we blow. It's the inner voice of our people bursting forth and saying, here we are. We need you. We're right in front of you. It seems that Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment and we're afraid to approach him. But when we blow the shofar and say, we are here, the Baal Shem Tov says it breaks all the illusions of distance and shows us, just like that son when he called to his father, was suddenly saw that the way was so clear, the connection to Hashem is at hand and there never was any real obstacle. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah, Klal Yisrael understands the deep message of the shofar's call, and that shofar awakens his shofar, that great shofar that will draw all of us, those who are lost, those who are forlorn, and we will all return to greet the Mashiach and the world of eternal connection with Hashem. Thank you for studying together, L'Iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.